Hallo? Ken?
Oh, oef, blijf eens in een faal moer.
Ze met je, Ken. Ze met je with you, hè?
I hope you're pleased with yourself, John. What? You've made a monkey out of me.
What do you mean, Ken? You made a monkey out of me? Lying on my bed and eating my wife's scones, you know.
And very nice they were too.
Ooh.
But I didn't stay long. And you'll be delighted to learn I'll be lodging in your loft no longer. Hey, I'm doing it again.
Yeah.
Funny that.
Yeah, it's not that funny, Ken. But listen, I'm glad you're going back to your bungalow. What's happened to make you change your mind? Eh?
Well, Mary popped round to my house.
Yes.
And she made me realise that what I'd taken to be national disasters were merely my own domestic ones.
I see.
Yes, I now know that my satellite dish was not ripped off by a hurricane. It slid off in a gentle breeze, loosened nuts and all.
Ken, you're right. It was me. I'm very sorry, but how did you find out? Eh?
Because, John, on my way back, I saw your satellite dish do the very same thing.
What?
I'm afraid so. And I did a bit of detective work.
Yes.
I found my nuts in my flower bed, along with a pair of slipper footprints, which match yours precisely. Mary wouldn't be very pleased if she knew you'd been out in your slippers.
Yeah, but Ken, she's not going to find out, is she?
We'll see. You're in quite a lot of trouble as it is. Mary's very upset about a dish. She was planning to watch Kojak on Granada Plus. Fortunately, my dish is back up and fully operational, so I can watch it.
I see. Isn't Mary tempted to come and join you, Ken, and watch Kojak at your house?
Well, I offered, but I think the smell of smoke and sopping wet carpets put her off.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. It's all my fault. Look, perhaps I could make you a little harness to attach to your chimney so you can move around your roof in safety, you know, when your carpets are drying out. Can I do that,
Ken?
You're
doing it again, John. Now, stop it. You're a versatile singer-organist, put on this earth to entertain. Now, Janet Leroux has trapped a finger in a guitar case and is unable to fulfil an engagement at sheltered accommodation in the Tickle area tomorrow lunchtime. Can you step into Janet's shoes?
Of course I can. Yes, of course I can. What time, Ken? Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a business call now, isn't it? It's private. Sorry. Yeah, all right. Yes, you can, Ken. Yeah. Ken wants to say goodbye. Go on, Ken.
God bless. Yep. Safe journey home.
Bye, Ken.
Bye.
Yep.